Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Discover Your Spirit on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Brenda Reading. I am so excited to be here live with all of you tonight. First, I want to thank the Lilydale Assembly for allowing me to speak on their radio platform. It's a privilege and an honor. And since we are talking about Lilydale Assembly, I just want to let you know that the summer catalog, chock full of workshops, events, and special daily happenings for you all will be available online and in print very soon. I know that we're all excited to see everything that they have planned for us for this summer season, which starts on June 23rd. So excited. However, you do not have to wait until June 23rd to partake in what Lilydale classes they have to offer. They have online classes available all year round, and they're on Zoom, very easy to use. And you just go to the website, lilydaleassembly.org, and look under the events tab, and you will see a plethora of online classes that you can take. And the topics range from sacred circle, mediumship, manifestation, astrology, all kinds of things that you would have interest in. And I think it's great that they make this available during the year for all of us to keep informed and to continue our growth and learning. And me, I too have a class online with Lilydale, and that is on March 25th. So that's a short 9 days from now. And the title is Giving a Reading, a Framework for Success. And the reason that I decided to offer this workshop was that, you know, you do the training and you get the messages from Spirit, and they're, you know, becoming clearer and you can understand what they're trying to say, and you want to start giving readings. And now it's like, so where do I go from there, right? Is there a format? Is there a special way that we have to do this? Well, I'll tell you, it's as unique as we all are unique ourselves. No two readers read exactly the same. And we all learn and communicate with Spirit in our own way. And so this class helps you to continue to be the unique you that you are. But it gives you a little bit of a framework, you know, what are some of the things that the reading should include? How do you go about it? You know, different tips. And if you are a person that's been giving readings, it may be just a peek under the tent to a different way than what you're used to doing. And we all continue to learn and grow, and you know, once we stop, it's like, what's the purpose, right? So anyways, so just wanted to let you know, I'll be teaching that class on March 25th. So give that a looky on the website to see all the different classes that you can take advantage of. So here on Discover Your Spirit, we will be delving into many different topics, mediumship, healing, your own spiritual growth and development, what makes you you, the divine spiritual being that you already are. So first of all, I think I should make it a prerequisite that for you to listen to this show, you have to agree that you are a divine spiritual being, okay? So I'll just take it on your honor, pinky promise, right, that you all have decided at this point moving forward that you're a divine spiritual being, okay? Because we all are. And tonight we're going to be touching upon the age-old question that we all ask of ourselves, right? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? Well, I don't know. Maybe you haven't asked yourself that question, but I have asked myself that question. And I feel that depending on where you are in your journey in this lifetime, we could get into a whole other conversation about that, right? That changes, right? It's like why you're here and what are you here to accomplish? It can change depending on where we are at the moment. But I will tell you that a few weeks ago, I taught a class for Lilydale Assembly online, and it was titled Discovering Your Sacred Purpose. And we took a deep dive into that familiar question. If you haven't noticed, I'm really big into discovering who we really are, hence the title of the show and some of my workshops. So we talked about this existence on Earth as a sacred journey and that we should try to be as clear and high vibrating a vessel as we can, right? Especially in order to hear the guidance that Spirit is trying to give us. And that isn't just guidance if you're going to do a reading for someone else. This is guidance from Spirit, whether it be Creator, the All That Is, your Spirit loved ones, your Spirit guides, everything that we kind of put into that big category of Spirit for ourselves, right? I think my goal, not only to help other people by giving them readings and upliftment and healing, is to be able to have a connection with Spirit on an everyday basis, or at least every other day, where, you know, I can use that guidance for myself, right? And helping me make my decisions and helping me stay on my journey and on my path, because it sure is easy to get knocked off our path, isn't it? It sure is. So we were talking about having a high vibration, right? So what is it about this vibration? Well, it's science. It's not woo-woo. Everything is vibrating, okay? We are all made up of energy. And with that being said, emotions and thoughts are thoughts, right? They have power and vibration as well. So lower vibrating emotions such as anger and resentment and fear, they can lower the vibration of our being. So when we are giving a reading or, you know, trying to connect for our own purpose, or even just, you know, moving through our daily lives, gratitude and love, two of the highest vibrating emotions that we have, are the goal. And sometimes being human beings, that's not really easy, is it? Because we're all human and we all sometimes have our issues that we're dealing with, and it's not always easy to stay in the gratitude and love vibration. So we talked about that, and we talked about realizing our personal power, right? So going back to the premise that if you're watching this, you already believe that you're a divine spiritual being, right? We have that agreement. Thank you. Your power, your spirit, right? The things that make us ourselves. The should-dos and the expectations of others, right? That we pack on like an extra set of clothing. We wear those in our day-to-day life. We walk around with expectations from other people. And I think sometimes we put those on ourselves, right? We put these expectations on ourselves. And it's easy to do, right? Because you want to be the best spouse. You want to be a good, you know, a good child. You want to be a good parent. You want to be a good sibling. You know, you want to be a good friend. And sometimes we put so many expectations on ourselves that we miss the who we are and the essence of our own wants and needs and desires. And that's easy to do, you know, as we get older and we become parents and we have jobs that are, you know, demanding of us. And we have all these people that are relying on us. And it's very easy to allow all the expectations that everybody else have of us and that we have of ourselves to come first. And sometimes I think it's not until we get a little bit older that, you know, we can take a step back and say, hey, you know, somewhere along the line, I kind of forgot about what it was that really made me happy or really made me feel fulfilled. And not everybody, but I mean, I certainly was in that mode. So Carolyn Miss, she said, compromising who you are to gain the approval of another is a very precise example of giving away a piece of your spirit. Can you imagine that? Here we are trying to figure out what our spirit is, and we've already given most of it away, right? Because we're usually so concerned about, you know, getting the approval of other people. And, yeah, so we've already given away all these pieces of our spirit, worrying about what other people think. And so trying to decipher, you know, why I'm here and what is my sacred purpose, one of the things we have to do is look inward. You know, we have to take that journey inward. And one of the tenets of spiritualism is personal responsibility, right? We take a look at the inward self, and it's like, how am I responsible for my own self? And Bob Moad said, the best day of your life is the one on which you decide your life is your own. No apologies, no excuses, no one to lean on, rely on, or blame. The gift is yours. It is an amazing journey, and you alone are responsible for the quality of it. This is the day your life really begins. Isn't that exciting? It's exciting to think that no matter where we are in our journey, we can start over, right? We can start our journey over, and our life can begin again simply by realizing, you know what, this is my life, this is my journey, and I'm going to take responsibility for it right now, right? So during that class, we also talked about our divine potential, because if we are spiritual beings, and we are, we have divine potential. So Caroline Miss also speaks about your divine potential. Your divine potential is the fullest expression of our spirit, your true self, where in this expression you have discovered the depths of your capacity to create and express love, compassion, forgiveness, generosity, and wisdom. Wow. So that is our fullest expression of our spirit. Now, so your sacred purpose, your purpose, is the how in helping you to reach your divine potential or why you are here. So the answer to the age-old question of why am I here is to become the fullest expression of my spirit, the fullest expression of my divine nature. So why are you here? To become the fullest expression of your spirit, your divine nature. So let's just recap again. You're all spiritual beings, and we all have divine nature. So now we're going to move forward, right? Hey, that's a big deal. It's, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to step back and say to myself, you know what, I have that spark of the divine down deep in my heart center. You know, I am a piece of God, and God's a piece of me. And, you know, we're raised in some cultures, you know, to not believe in such things, that we need the help of other people to, you know, talk to God and to be with God. And so this whole concept of accepting the fact that we have our own divine nature, right? That's a big deal. So the answer to the question, and what is my purpose, right? That's the how you become the fullest expression of your own divine nature. So Pablo Picasso, the great artist, says, the meaning of life is to find your gift. And then the purpose of life is to give it away. So here we just spent all this time talking about we have to go within, right? We have to go within and allow ourselves, you know, to be who we are and to figure that out And now we're talking about giving our gift away, right? It's like, Brenda, you are just not making any sense. But you know what? It's true. You think about when you feel the most fulfilled in your life, at least I can speak for myself. It wasn't when I was always receiving everything. And if anybody, people that know me know that I'm not the best at receiving things, even if it's a compliment. I'm just not that good at it. However, giving, I love giving stuff. I love watching the expression on people's faces, you know, when you give them something, especially if it's unexpected, or even if it's the simplest little thing, you know, giving them a moment of your time or opening the door for someone, holding it, you know, just little things that we can give away, because we're giving away a piece of us, right? A piece of our spirit that we want to share. Not because we care about what they think of us. No, we're giving away a piece of our spirit because we want to feel doing something for someone, because we want to. So let's talk about dharma. Everyone has heard about karma, right? Oh, what goes around comes around, basically, right? But let's talk about the law of dharma. Dharma is your purpose in life. So we've talked about different ways to talk about our purpose in life. According to Deepak Chopra, each of us is here to discover our own true spiritual higher self. Every human has a unique talent that is unique in its expression and that you enjoy doing. It is unique because you are unique. Whether it's an artistic talent such as painting or drawing or singing, right? Or a baking talent such as the best banana bread you've ever tasted. I miss my grandma's banana bread. It was the best. Or just a way in which you make everyone feel loved that you're around. You think about it. You find that thing that you do is only you can do. And that thing you enjoy doing. Then take that thing and ask yourself, how can I help humanity? Now, it doesn't have to be everybody in humanity, okay? Because that's just overwhelming, and then we'll just be all nervous and scared, and then we'll just go right in and we won't come out again, right? No. But how can we help someone with this thing that only I can do as I do it and that I love doing? Right? Now we're talking about your sacred purpose. And it's sacred. It's sacred because you are a sacred person. You're a sacred being. And just the mere fact that you draw breath on this world makes you sacred. So in the class, we also talked about a Japanese concept that means your reason for being. Notice the subject matter here is all coming together, right? There's kind of a pattern. It's called Ikigai. Iki means life. And Gai, G-A-I, describes value or worth. So your Ikigai is your life purpose or bliss. The Japanese culture has a really cool way of looking at this. It's a process to find your Ikigai, which delves into the subcategories of what I love, what I'm good at, what the world needs. There's that humanity piece again. And this goes a step further because realistically, what I can be paid for, right? Now, if you're at a point in your life where you know, you are independently wealthy, or you have set up yourself in retirement, or however, that it's not such a big deal how you are paid or what you are paid, then it takes a little bit of a different turn, okay? But for most people, they'll be listening to this. It's the four topics: what I love, what I'm good at, what the world needs, and what I can be paid for. And then there's this, and you can Google this, okay? It's just called I-K-I-G-A-I. There's a Venn diagram, okay? And it's a bunch of overlapping circles, all right? So what we did in class is we did an exercise where we had to list, and you really have to think about this, okay? Because, you know, if you just kind of flippantly go through this stuff, you're not going to really get to the meat of the matter, right? You know, trying to figure out what is it that I really am about. So we made a list of the things that we love to do, things that we're good at. So for that exercise, you have to stop thinking, oh, you know, I'm too humble, I'm not good at this. No, you know, there are things that you are good at. And it's okay to say, you know what, I'm good at this. I'm good at this. And then what the world needs. Now, that's like what we think the world needs. I mean, you know, did the world need an everlasting gobstopper from Willy Wonka? I don't know, right? But I guess it just depends on what you think the world needs, right? And then if you can be paid for it, that it takes a lot of thought, and you'll have to decide if, you know, when you get through the exercise, if your budget can, you know, do what this is talking about. But back to the Venn diagram, depending on where the overlapping areas meet, tells you if your activity that you're talking about is a passion, a mission, a profession, or a vocation, right? And there is a difference. And then the sweet spot in the middle. This is where the activity that you love to do, that you're good at, is something the world needs and something you can be paid for. So this sweet spot in the middle of this Venn diagram is the ikigai. And depending on where you are in your life journey, this will change and flow with your needs at the time. So I found that this model was very interesting because it makes you take a moment to take a look at what you're doing with your life, right? What are you doing with this beautiful, sacred life that you were given? How are you spending your moments? You know, are you spending your moments in a job that you loathe or that you just don't like? Or are you spending your time in a job that you do like? But then is it something that you're good at? Or, you know, is it something that you should be paid more for? It's just so thought-provoking, everything about this, because in the model, it also discusses how, you know, you can be in a job that you're good at and paid for, but you don't feel fulfilled. And that's where I was at. When I used to work for my company years ago, I was good at my job. I did very well, moved up in the ranks, you know, promotions, etc. And I felt like I was paid very well for what I was doing, but I did not feel fulfilled. And it was like, I didn't want my tombstone to say she sold cheese. You know, I wasn't getting the fulfillment out of it. And so, you know, you'd ask yourself, am I being fulfilled with this job or how I'm spending my time? And what I found just from the people that took the class was that they were either in a situation where they were not being fulfilled or they were not loving what they were doing. But sometimes the interesting thing was sometimes they realized they were working on their life purpose. It was like they were doing something that they loved and they were helping other people and they just didn't realize, you know what, you're already doing it because you have this expectation on you. Oh, I have to be the next astronaut to go to Saturn and this is my life purpose, you know, and maybe that is for someone in this audience, but it's like we put those expectations on ourselves and sometimes we're already living the sacred purpose every day and we just don't even know it. So Masaru Emoto said, if you feel lost, disappointed, hesitant, or weak, return to yourself, to who you are here and now. And when you get there, you will discover yourself like a lotus flower in full bloom, even in a muddy pond, beautiful and strong. So you and you alone, my beautiful spiritual divine people, right? Decide what brings you joy, happiness, fulfillment. And once you step into your own sacredness and divine power and allow your spirit to experience that which makes you feel whole, you will be on the road to discovering your sacred purpose and answering the question of why I am here and what is my purpose. So with that, I have a little meditation for you all, just a little exercise. And if you'd like to, just shut your eyes and sit comfortably in your chair. We can just take a minute to bring us back to our sacred self. So take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and slowly release it out through your mouth. Ah, that feels good, right? Again, one more time, a deep, slow breath in through your nose and release it slowly out through your mouth, releasing any tension and any stress. No thoughts in your mind, just relax. I want you to imagine a place where you feel safe, at peace and quiet. And just rest there for a moment. It feels good, serene, nurturing, and loving. Now I would like you to imagine a soft white light flowing into your crown chakra located at the top of your head. And the divine light of the all that is, the all at one with the universe, the I am, is in that light. This light will be your guide on this journey, and it will accompany you, your spiritual candle, if you will, as you become aware to see, to know. This is a loving, gentle light, and follow it downward as it moves through your third eye, located in between your eyebrows, and your throat chakra. See that beautiful white, loving light move further downward into your heart chakra and see your heart opening to welcome the soft, nurturing, loving light of the divine. It fills your heart with unconditional, endless love. So just stay a moment with this feeling of unconditional love. Now the divine loves you just as you are, the perfect you that you are right now, always learning, always growing. The divine sees the clarity and the crystal clearness of wonder and awe in you, just like that of a baby's eyes. We are their newborns, children of God, no judgment, no conditions, just love. The soft divine light now illuminates your entire body, a glowing manifestation of who you really are, your sacred self. Within your heart center, you can see your sacred flame, that flame that connects us to our higher selves and the divine. I would like you to connect to your heart center, sacred flame. And as you do, feel the acceptance, the support, and the love you are given from your higher self. See, I'm doing this with you. Your higher self already knows what is best for you. Your higher self loves you just as you are at this moment. Your higher self realizes your gifts, your talents, your creativity and passion for life. So give any and all of your concerns regarding finding and living your sacred purpose to your higher self and the divine right now. Allow the divine and your higher self to give you any guidance or insight you may need at this very moment. So just take a few moments to sit in this loving, supportive energy and see if you can be made aware of anything you need to know. So let's take a moment to express gratitude to the divine and your higher self for any guidance you may have received, knowing that you can return to your sacred inner self at any time. So begin to return to your body, feeling your fingers and toes. Sometimes I think we forget that we have this sacred connection to Creator, the God of our understanding. And it's with us all the time. In any moment, whenever we need it. And if we just sit in the quiet just for a moment and we allow ourselves to connect to that sacred space within, we can receive guidance. And at the very least, we can receive a moment of peace, right? A moment of serenity, a moment of knowing that we are loved just for the divine spiritual beings, like we all agreed to at the beginning of the show, that we are. So I'm so happy that I got to spend this time with you tonight. And if you have a few moments in the next couple weeks, because my next show won't be for 2 weeks, it's on a every 2 week schedule, give yourself a few minutes to just sit down and think about, you know, am I living my sacred purpose? Am I honoring the fullest expression of my spirit, the spirit that makes me me, right? Makes me who I am. Am I happy in how I spend my time? And if you're not, you know, maybe you can think about some adjustments. And change isn't ever easy. It takes work and time and you know, and we, like I said earlier, we get bumped off. Life gets in the way, right? As it should sometimes, right? We have commitments and people that love us and need us and that we love too. But take a few moments and just, you know, think about what you love to do and what you're good at and how you want to help other people. And then I think you'll be well on your way to figuring out what your sacred purpose is. So good night. Many blessings to you all. Thank you for spending your time with me. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night.